That's why we have to protect this environment, because we cannot sustain having large numbers of employees, whether they be custody employees or our support staff or our criminal justice partners, being waylaid by this emergency because of exposure.
What does the thought of having more than one inmate with coronavirus at once in that jail do to you?
It can be deflating personally, because you have to wonder, did you fail at something? Could you have prevented this occurrence? But as I've been studying the situation around the country and talked with other colleagues in other jails, they have it far worse. I just heard recently that Rikers Island in New York had 38 cases at one time, and they're mass releasing inmates from that system. Cook County just had their first occurrence of the COVID-19 virus, and they're releasing prisoners, and that's true around the country. So it's got to be concerning to the jail administrators who are running these facilities. They're up against a rock and a hard place, because you've got to be concerned about both public safety and public health.
All right, Colonel, any final thoughts?
I would just assure everyone that we at the Fulton County Sheriff's Office and right here at the Fulton County Jail are doing everything we can to keep everyone safe, and that the decisions that we make are both weighed in a public safety point of view and a public health point of view.